Good morning.
Morning.
So, those of you who know me know that my name is a bit ironic. Grace, a word that refers to both elegance and poise, is not exactly what comes to mind as I spill a glass of water for the 100th time or fall flat on my face in front of my entire AP Chemistry class. My clumsiness is famous in my family, and over the years I've learned to roll with it and make sure my shoelaces are always tied. Even still, grace plus fragile objects has always been a recipe for disaster. So, balanced precariously on top of a ladder last summer, I shouldn't have been surprised when the sound of glass shattering reached my ears. Allow me to give you some context. Every summer for 3 years, I have participated in Appalachia Service Project. As someone whose roots trace back to a house on a hill in the heart of Appalachia, this region and its people, especially the struggles of its people, have always been incredibly close to my heart. I've always been struck by the incredible faith and tenacity that runs through the veins of those who live in this region. My entire ASP experience only adds up to 3 weeks, but they've been some of the most important weeks of my life. That right there ought to tell you something about the significance of ASP. There are countless memories, moments, and stories that I could tell you about my experiences these past 3 summers, but I've chosen one to tell you today. Last year, our group spent a mild June week in Avery County. One of the jobs my team was tasked with was painting our homeowner's ceiling. Flash forward to the second day, and there I was, perched on top of a ladder and straining to paint a far corner. Suddenly, the ladder shifted, my hand slipped, and my foot struck out wildly. And the next moment, the sound of glass shattering filled my ears. I looked down, and sure enough, a beautiful milk glass candy dish was now in pieces on the floor. With shame heavy on my shoulders, I trudged outside to where our homeowner was sitting on the porch. "I'm so sorry," I told her, "but I accidentally broke your dish." This woman, who had placed her trust in us by allowing us into her home, and who had so few nice things already, just turned to me and smiled. "That's all right. I didn't need that dish anyway." I couldn't believe someone who had so little could be so unmaterialistic. As the week progressed, our relationship with our homeowner transformed along with our house. While we ripped up old tile, put in new hardwood, and finished the ceilings, she warmed up to us with "see you tomorrow" turning into "I'll miss y'all" turning into "I love you, get a good rest now." Each day as we ate our lunch, we got the chance to talk to our homeowner and learn about her and her husband's life together. It was incredible to hear about their experiences, especially how he had built the house we were working on by himself all those years ago. I didn't forget that dish, though, and neither did my team leader, Andy Kentz. He and I conspired to buy a replacement on Amazon. Luckily, it arrived on time, and as we were saying our goodbyes on the last day, I held the box out to her, saying, "Do you remember how I broke your dish?" She gasped when she looked inside and saw the new dish. And when she looked up, I was surprised by the tears that had gathered in her eyes. In the next moment, she crushed me in a hug and thanked me profusely. She then looked at my team surrounding us. "I always wanted a big family, but I never got to have any grandkids," she said. "But y'all feel like my grandkids now." We circled up in a group hug, laughing through tears and promising to write her, even though she really isn't very good at spelling, so bear with me. Even though we were only there for a week, my team and I were able to connect with a woman whose life was drastically different from ours. That is the power of ASP, and by extension, St. Paul's. I am incredibly grateful for my mother's decision on a Sunday in the middle of July 4 years ago to take our family to this church. Without this church, I never would have been able to go on ASP, easily one of the most formative parts of my life. And the reason for that is the bonds that I've made as a result of this program. The bond that my team and I were able to form with that woman ended up surprising me with its strength. And it helped me realize the power of human connection, a force that stretches over geographic, ethnic, and cultural boundaries. In today's world, the ability to form connections to our fellow humans, even ones that are far different from ourselves, is desperately needed if we wish to move forward as a whole, and one that I am able to continue honing within myself as I continue to go on ASP. Thank you.